As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America. Coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Tuesday, November the 30th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, lots of that today. Hard facts, certainly workable solutions, where we can find them and when we can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, then you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive talk radio is the name of the game. And be part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone, call throughout the broadcast. For those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you may call in area code 512-904-8014 to join me live on air. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls will be welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, small town America, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A shout out this morning to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, 94.3 Elgin, Texas, 1610 AM, Liberty Radio, I guess they call it free radio. Lompoc Free Radio, I guess is how they call it. 1610 AM, Lompoc, California at AM 1710, Liberty Radio out of Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting Become Vocal Local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains throughout the broadcast, 866-841-1065. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals and the U.S. dollar index gain chart gains this morning. Consumer confidence wanes. We're going to go there. UN COP 16 is underway in Cancun. We'll talk about that. Incrementalism points the way forward. Bankers and their fraudulent mortgages and derivative schemes are still under file. We'll talk about that as well. Of course, we'll take your calls throughout the broadcast and much, much more. Let's go to our market report again for this morning, Tuesday, November the 30th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time finds gold up $15.80 an ounce at $1,383.10. The SPDR Gold Shares website shows it at the same time as 9 o'clock a.m. at $13.84. So you just take your pick, okay? It's a buck and a dime different. Silver up 24 cents at $27.37 an ounce. Platinum up 10 bucks at $1,655. And palladium up six at $696 a troy ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market this morning, $1,363.10 for a low, $1,386.70 for a high, but at $1,383.10, your gold is up year to year $204.20 an ounce for a 17.32% return on your investment. The boys in London this morning, the London Bullion Market Association fixed the price at $1,375, and gold went up from there. The SPDR gold shares show that they added 1.55 metric tons to their treasure chest, electronic as it no doubt is. But overnight, they added another 1.55 metric tons. This morning, they record 1,286.60 metric tons in their chest at 56 billion. I know I just rounded off to say $56 billion. Wow. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. A lot more to come.
Every Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Thomas Jefferson said, "Paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself." Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, November the 30th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's close out our market report for this morning after trading again. Out of New York City, as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, an hour ago, found gold trading up $15.80 an ounce at $1,383.10 a troy ounce, $27.37 will get you an ounce of silver, moving up 24 cents this morning. Platinum up 10 bucks at $1,655 an ounce, and palladium up 6 at $696. Lows and the highs again in the spot market. Really nice spread, about 23 bucks in there. $1,363.10 for a low, $1,386.70 for a high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday closed off 40 at 11.053. The NASDAQ down 9, closing at 25.25. And the S&P 500 off 2 at 11.88. The crude oil this morning off 81 cents a barrel at $84.92 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude delivered as they are in Oklahoma. And the U.S. dollar index this morning bumps up 0.48% or 48 basis points at 81.29 on the Intercontinental Exchange Inc.'s website, theice.com. The Forex market, of course, is impacted by any move in the U.S. dollar, and we see the Canadian loonie this morning off 89 basis points, exchanging against the U.S. dollar at 97 cents U.S. The Mexican peso off 56 basis points, now below and rounding up, still yet at 8 cents U.S. the euro off 97 basis points at $1.30 even. And it is even, too. It's 1.300000. So, wow, that's the way it is. You know, it's even. British pound this morning off 39 basis points. Exchanges with the U.S. dollar at $1.55 for a pound. The Swiss franc still at parity with the U.S. dollar, up 18 basis points. The bond market this morning, the bonded indebtedness, the U.S. treasuries, the yield on the 2-year is at 0.47%, relaxing a bit from earlier, late last week. The 10-year is at 2.75%, and the 30-year is yielding 4.06%. In the mortgage market this morning, the fixed-rate mortgages, the 15-year fixed-rate mortgage moves up from 3.80% a month ago to 3.97% this morning, and the 30-year also moving up at from 4.35% a month ago to 4.59%. This morning, the prime rate stands at 3.25%, and your gold and silver ratio is 50.53 ounces of silver to buy 1 ounce of gold. In the bullion market, off to the Econodays website to take a look at this morning's economic calendar, where we find that the 2-year note settlement will be out, 5-year and 7-year, they'll all be out this morning. We'll take a look at the Goldman store sales immediately. The Red Book follows. S&P, Shiller, the home price index is out. Later this morning, we'll have the Chicago PMI, and the consumer confidence report will be out at 10. That means it's out right now. I'll have to refresh the browser and come back for it. But let's go right into the into the Goldman store sales, where we find looks like a week-to-week change of 0.5%. Year-to-year store sales is up 3.5%. Retail sales move higher in November, the 27th week, according to the ICSC Goldman Index, which rose 0.5% for an on-year rate of a plus 3.5%. The on-year rate is at the top of the trend. The report notes that the 34% of consumers, or 81 million people, shopped on Black Friday. Okay, 81 million people went out on Black Friday and spent their hard-earned money, or on the weekend. Still, the report says consumers are lagging last year's pace, which it says bodes well for the coming weeks. That's what they say anyway, as if people are waiting a little while to before they jump in with both feet and start buying all that cheap Chinese plastic crap. But for November as a whole, the Goldman pegs 3-4% on-year gain. Now you'd think, well, boy, that's a good deal, isn't it? Well, don't forget to plug in the increases in taxes, local taxes. Don't forget to plug into that the increase in the inflation and so on and so forth. That 3.5% will vanish in those numbers. So let's take a look at the next one here, the Red Book. Red Book reports a spike higher in same-store retail sales during the November 27 week at a plus 4.9% on-year rate. This is the strongest rate of the whole recovery and compares with a steady 7-month trend at just below 3%. Month to month, the report sees a 0.6% gain for November in what is a positive indication for the ex-auto, ex-gas category of the monthly retail sales report. Redbook attributes this gain to seasonal promotions, or giveaway pricing, lots of advertisement, together with cooperative weather. Of course, around here it was blustery, snowy. We had a freezing rain. We had little bits of snow flurries and so on and so forth. But they say it was cooperative weather. So does Redbook think this means makes a cyclical pivot higher for retail sales? Judging by Redbook's forecast, not quite. The report pegs December on-year sales at a plus 3.2% above the trend, but nowhere near the November 27th week. Chain store sales will post their monthly results on Thursday. All right, so we pay attention at this particular time as we go from All Saints Eve, Halloween, Samhain, however you want to look at it, and run it all the way through to Janus 1, in the beginning of the next calendar year in the Gregorian calendar. But we look at this time period as being absolutely crucial in our economy here in the United States, a consumer economy apparently, as it is. If people don't go out and spend all their hard-earned money and put themselves into great debt for all this cheap Chinese plastic crap and other goods, well, then things just aren't going to be looking too good going forward. Going forward, the Shiller HPI, the home price index, doesn't look all that great either. Home prices appear to be growing. Home prices appear to be a growing risk to the economic recovery. The Case-Shiller adjusted index fell for the third month in a row and fell steeply, down 0.7% in September for the Composite 10 Index at only plus 1.5%. The adjusted on-year rate extended its run of weakness, unadjusted data showing a 0.5% month-to-month decline and a plus 1.6% on-year rate showing similar results. Weakness is no longer concentrated in the West or Florida, with declines sweeping across all regions. Well, there is that one. Let's go over here and pick one up from MineWeb. India to consider a hike in an import duty on gold and silver. Oh, my goodness, they have an import duty. Maybe the people in East India are starting to get their head out, right? We're talking about tariffs, okay? Import duties. Maybe we need to take a card or two out of their playbook. As the prices of the two precious metals continue their upward trajectory, the Indian government is considering a larger customs duty. Mumbai. Okay, this is today's news. There's a buzz in the market, and it's not going away. Traders in Mumbai, India, say they're expecting the finance ministry to bring out a revised tariff for gold and silver imports in the near term. Silver, and then it goes on, talks about the prices. The world's largest silver-backed exchange-traded fund, the iShares Silver Trust, said its holdings slipped to 10,711.23 tons by November 26 from an all-time high of 10,893.68 tons on November the 23rd. I now understand why we keep an eye on the SPDR gold shares, the GOL, the SLV, and all the rest of them. You're sitting out there holding 11,000 tons of exchange tradable funds. Baby, you can change the market in a heartbeat. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the Earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the Revel Path. Sundays.
So once again, back to Mumbai, India for the rest of this article here. Analysts again say the precious metal is also likely to remain highly volatile. They've pointed to the tensions on the Korean Peninsula, which have driven the dollar to a two-month high, eroding demand for the yellow metal. Right? This is not the kind of an article you get off of Bloomberg. It points to some of the other things that are in the background. In London on Friday, silver moved down sharply, losing 3% from the previous day. The founder of Hong Kong-based Peru Saxena Wealth Management told the news agency that China needs to be watched. To understand the price movement, both gold and silver, and that was overextended. Not so in India, where with the gold still hovering near record prices, several consumers switched to silver for their jewelry needs, helping the demand for the white metal. Of course, you know, we invest in silver, we invest in gold, that's for sure. But in India, it's part of their religious ceremonies as well, their marriage ceremonies as well, and they're just precious metal conscious, you know. That's why I pay attention to what's going down in India at all times. In an earlier World Gold Council statement said that the retailers in Gujarat had purchased more than 100 tons of silver in the beginning of October to meet the demand for their festive season. Of the total sale of gold and silver, which includes bars and jewelry during Diwali, which is an Indian festival of lights, around 80% accounts for the yellow metal. So lots going on over there. All right, India, keep your eyes peeled. Update, this off of Reuters Africa. Update 1, IMF gold sales slowed 40% in October versus September. You're going to find that on Bloomberg either. The IMF slowed the rate of gold sales by 40% in October versus September. It may have had something to do with the change in things. Cumulative on-market sales of 148.6 tons by October. All right, and then it continues. New York, Washington, November 29th, Reuters. The International Monetary Fund has slowed the rate of selling its gold by 40% in October from the previous month as interest in among central banks to own the metal increased as a hedge against economic uncertainty. The banks are going to gold and silver. What are you doing this morning? The IMF sold 628,000 ounces of gold in October as part of the previously announced open market bullion sales plan, an IMF spokesman said on Monday. October's gold sales were sharply below the 1.04 million ounces sold in September, when nearly a third of the sale was going where? To Washington? No. To Paris? No. To London? No. To where? Bangladesh. The IMF said late last year it would sell 403.3 tons, or one-eighth of its total gold reserves, to boost its lending resources. The fund said the sale would avoid disruptions to the gold market. Many analysts expect the world central banks as a group could become net buyers this year. Better hurry up. Year's about over. Reversing a trend in the last several decades based on information from the IMF's financial statistics database, the spokesman said cumulative on-market sales of IMF gold at the end of October was 4.8 million ounces, or 148.6 tons. The sales, those are metric tons, by the way, the sales were part of IMF's plan announced in February to begin phased sales of 191.3 metric tons of gold in the open market this year. And then it continues. Rather interesting stuff going on there. I don't know how many of you do follow the gold stocks. I should probably mention them from time to time. I rarely do. But this morning on the top five performing gold equities on the Kitco website, Rubicon Minerals Corporation caught my eye. Their price Canadian is $6.13 Canadian. They had a 33.26% increase in their stocks from it was up $1.53 to $6.13 Canadian. I decided I'd jump up and take a look at Rubicon. Very interesting website. You might want to take a look at it yourself, www.rubiconminerals.com. www.rubiconminerals.com. Interesting website. Nicely done. Some really nice graphics on it. Talks about the projects that they have up in Red Lake, in Alaska, and in Nevada. their English Royalty Division Exploration Team Operations Team. Very interesting stuff. The Rubicon Exploration Team has over 170 years of combined experience. Together, the team possesses strong geological abilities in addition to strong skills in technologically advanced computer applications, including 3D modeling. The exploration team is led by Matthew Wunder. He's a professional geologist, vice president of exploration, who joined the Rubicon in 2007, bringing in over 20 years of diverse experience, blah, blah, blah. And then it goes on and talks about the team and other things. Very interesting website. You might take a look at it. But when we do talk about gold and silver and gold and silver coin especially, this is where it comes from, folks. This is one of the reasons why Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase, you know, they're pretty much dependent upon these fellows that know how to find the gold, find the silver, bring it out of the ground. This isn't paperwork, folks. This is the real McCoy. And these folks are working in the North American continent, on the North American continent, in Canada and Alaska, bringing the gold to the surface and bringing it to the marketplace. My hat's off to them. But their stocks are way up, 33%, a third. Wow. And it's still under $10 stock. So there is that to consider. This article out of the chat room, Joseph Stiglitz here, five right-wing scumbags bankrolling dangerous and plain weird conservative causes. All right. Much ink has been spilled about the Koch brothers or Koch brothers, but they are plenty other wealthy right-wingers promoting dangerous policies. All right. November 29th, 2010, a non-insane observer of American politics might wonder why our elite policymakers are considering curbing our budget deficit by cutting Social Security and Medicare payments, all the while furthering lowering tax rates for the high-income earners. Okay, tagline there. The answer is that most of our political class and establishment media have bought into the meme that rich people are so super special that if we hurt their feelings by making them pay the same amount in taxes that they paid in the 1990s, they'll get so depressed they'll lose the will to work and no one in the country will ever have jobs again. Yeah, I see where he's going with this one already. While this idea may seem insane to all sane people, it's actually one of many ideas promoted over the past several decades by wealthy right-wingers who have plunged significant sums into conservative think tanks, political candidates, and advertising campaigns. You see, for some reason, rich Americans aren't content to have five yachts and a butler named Willivers. Rather, they seem obsessed with having their entire country leave red, white, and blue smooch marks all over their rear ends. And just who are these multimillionaire propagandists, you ask, it says here. Well, I'm sure you know about the Koch brothers, K-O-C-H, and Rupert Murdoch, since they've all been relatively high profile lately, but there are plenty more right-wing sugar daddies out there. So without further ado, let's get started. Right-wing sugar daddy number one, Sheldon Adelson. Yippee, Skippy. Thanks, Puddles, for putting this article in here. Nobody ever wants to talk about Sheldon Adelson. This article's going to. Like most neoconservatives, Adelson, you know, you just about can't separate that neocon Tea Party guy canter, you know, from Adelson. I think they're joined at the wallet. Adelson's goal in life is to make sure that the United States and Israel remain in a state of perpetual warfare against Arab countries until most of the world is destroyed. Adelson, who has made his fortune as a Las Vegas casino mogul, made headlines in 2007 when he funded Freedom Watch. Freedom Watch, a neoconservative advocacy group that supported wars wherever and whenever it could find them. You know, Freedom Watch, Stephen Forbes, you know, Glenn Beck. This group, the group's first campaign was a $15 million ad blitz urging Americans to support the Iraq troop surge. One of the group's most notorious ads featured an Iraq war veteran who lost both of his legs, my God, during the war, imploring Congress to keep funding the war indefinitely because if we pull out now, everything I've given and sacrificed will mean nothing. Oh, well, that's the way they use that war. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. Lots more to come.
Edge Talk Radio, online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And back again, bad news it looks like here in the chat room. Senate Bill 510, apparently, and I haven't verified this, but I would say that the score looks about right. Senate Bill 510, the Food Safety Modernization Act, just passed the Senate 73-25. I guess we should say film at 10. Senate Bill 510 just passed the Senate 73-25. The repeal of what? $600 1099 part of Obamacare failed. Blue Star 9, thanks for that. We'll follow that up during the day. Not at all good news. Those are two very important pieces of information. Anyway, I made quite a few calls yesterday and wasn't able to really deflect anything, but that's a shame. That's going to really impact us in a big-time way. Let's see if we can come back up here again, five right-wing scumbags, and continue. That's not so cool at all. As a matter of fact, that's really bad news. Anyway, back to this discussion here. Although Adelson's impact on U.S. policy is relatively small, he is much more of a factor in Israel, where he invested and reported $180 million to launch the Free Israel Hayom tabloid in 2007. Israeli media apparently refer to the paper as Bibliton because it serves as a propaganda rage for Netanyahu's hardline Likud government. The paper, which now has the largest circulation of any daily newspaper in Israel, mercilessly attacked the government of former Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, particularly his handling of the 2006 mini-war with Lebanon, sample headline, blah, blah, blah. Adelson was also upset that the Olmert had had the audacity to support a two-state solution where Palestinians were actually given some level of autonomy over their lives. And then it goes on, Richard Melton Scaife and others in the article, very interesting article, and this is up on the alternet, www.alternet.org, Tea Party, and that'll get you in, Tea Party and the Right. And that's that article. Let's jump over here to Joe, see what Stiglitz has to say right here. Stiglitz, we have to throw bankers in jail or the economy won't recover. George Washington blog. This is off the Business Insider cluster stock, businessinsider.com. The article continues. It says economists such as William Black and James Galbraith have repeatedly said we cannot solve the economic crisis unless we throw the criminals who committed fraud in jail. I can agree with that. Nobel Prize-winning economist George Akerlof, of course, after Barry the Usurper won his Nobel Prize, I guess, you know, you could just about use Nobel Prizes in any outhouse in America, but this Nobel Prize-winning economist, George Akerlof, has demonstrated that the failure to punish white-collar criminals and instead bailing them out creates incentives for more economic crimes and further destruction of the economy in the future. And that's true. Lots of it. Continuing, Nobel Prize-winning economist Joseph Stiglitz, I guess you could do the same with his Nobel Prize, just agreed. As Stiglitz told AOL Daily Finance on October the 20th, quote, this is a really important point to understand from the point of view of our society. The legal system is supposed to be the codification of our norms and beliefs. Supposed to be legal system. Common law. We've talked about legal positivism here. I don't know, Joe. Maybe he and I'd have to sit down and have a cup of coffee. I'll drop down a little bit in the article. A lot of predatory practices in automobile loans are going to be able to be continued. Why is it okay to engage in bandit lending in automobiles and not in the mortgage market? Is there any principle? Well, no, Joe, there is no principle. We all know the answer to that. Yeah, he says, no, there is no principle. It's money, it's campaign contributions, lobbying, revolving doors, and all those kinds of things. Well, we talk about that stuff here all the time. All the time. Day in, day out, day in, day out. This is my life. Welcome to it. Home prices. This is off the Bloomberg website again this morning. Wow. Don't like to hear that 510 passed. That is not good. Don't like to hear that $600 1099 passed either. That is earth-changing news. Home prices fell in 20 U.S. cities, probably cooled after the sales fall. Oh, my. So we better pay attention. I'm going to keep checking them back on the homepage of Bloomberg. They better have something up here real quick, PDQ, about these articles. Just dropped into the chat room here. Home prices in 20 U.S. cities probably cooled after sales fell. Shravana Chandra writing for Bloomberg. Real estate prices in 20 U.S. cities probably rose in September at the slowest pace in 8 months. Well, rose at the slowest pace. Well, you got to throw the word rose there in there to get people to read the article, I guess. Showing the latest slump in sales is the stabilizing housing, economists said before a report today. All right. Case-Shiller Index of Property Values climbed 1% from September 2009, the smallest year-over-year gain since February. Again, figure in your inflation, folks. A 1% gain in a 10, 12, 20% inflation market, you're going backwards and you're going over the cliff fast, you know. Set your pitons and get your rope on there. The smallest year-over-year gain since February when the market began to recover following a three-year drop, according to the median forecast of 20 economists surveyed by Bloomberg News. Other reports may show consumer confidence rose and business expanded. Well, on the next break, we'll check that consumer confidence report and find out whether it may or may not have said that. The end of a government tax credit. They keep bringing this thing back. I'm going to skip it. Everybody knows about the bailout that the the usurper's administration gave to everybody that wanted to buy a house, first-time buyer's credit, and all that. We're in for more downward adjustment on home prices, said Neil Dutta, and an economic Dutta. Good morning. My name's Neil. My friends call me Dutta. An economist at the Bank of America, Merrill Lynch Global Research in New York, quote, people don't want to buy a house when they think it's going to lose value. Well, Dutta, You're right there. A return to a normal housing market is going to be measured in years, not months. All right, put that up on your tote board. Take that to your county assessor's office when you're paying your property tax extortion this year. People don't want to buy a house when they think it's going to lose value. How much has your property tax gone down this year? Commensurate with the loss in its value? I doubt it. A return to a normal housing market is going to be measured in years, not months. Years. S&P Case-Shiller figures are due at 9. We already gave those out to you. Gaining confidence, the New York-based conference board consumer sentiment gauge due at 10, blah, blah, blah. We'll find out more about that in a moment. Go on to the next article here out of Bloomberg. Barclays urges court to throw out the SEC claim on the Lehman transfers. New York PLC, Bank Barclays PLC urged a New York bankruptcy judge to dismiss a U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission claim that $1.3 billion in transfers from the Lehman Brothers Holding Inc. may have violated the law. I mean, these guys throw billions of dollars around. You or I, $10 behind on our property taxes, will get foreclosed. Joe Schneider, writing for Bloomberg here. Barclays asked the judge to uphold the transfers, part of its 2008 acquisition of Lehman's brokerage. You know, Lehman's, that was the tipping point. That was the tipping point for the bank bailouts, right? Lehman Brothers goes down. Barclays makes $11 billion on the deal. And we pick up the tab. The UK bank got $769 million securities held in Lehman Brokerage's reserve bank account and $507 million in assets listed as a debit item in the brokerage customer service. When it bought the defunct Lehman Brokerage, Lehman Brothers, Inc., the transfer would violate securities law if they increased the deficiency in Lehman's accounts. The SEC did not raise these alleged prerequisites at the time of the sale, Barclays said in court papers. Barclays was making an enormous investment and taking an enormous risk by acquiring the Lehman's business. Wonder how long they schemed and dreamed and planned for the destruction of Lehman. The dispute over the transfers come amid a bankruptcy court trial of Barclays, which is accused by Lehman of making an $11 billion windfall on the purchase of its defunct brokerage. Well, there's that. Let's just go from fraud to forgery. Forged comments, letters to the U.S. regulators writing derivatives rules. This by Celia Brush and Clea Benson, collaboratively writing for Bloomberg. Forged comment letters, purportedly from an H.J. Heinz Company executive, a Burger King Company franchise, and at least five other Arkansas-based officials or businesses were sent to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. All right? These are the people. Well, who do you represent? You know, they always ask you that when you call your senator's office. Well, who do you represent? You know, you kind of stand there in the living room holding the telephone up to your ear and you look around. God, I guess I represent myself, if that's even possible. Some of the letters to the agency, which is writing rules for derivatives trading, contain identical passages criticizing banks for their cartel-like control. We all know that there's nothing new to that. You know, anybody that ever gets emails from anybody knows that when they have you write to your senator, they always send you a sample letter, and so people just cut copy and paste. But this is a little different because they include signatures from a circuit court judge, a county sheriff, and a mental health counselor. All were forgeries, according to the interviews conducted by Bloomberg News. So they're not only just writing boilerplate letters, but then they're signing people's names to them. People who've never seen the letters and had nothing to do with them. Well, we'll be right back.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month.
Remember, that website is teamspeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. Teamspeak.cc.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Oh, I'm almost in shock over that S-510 passage and the 1099 as well on the same day. My God, put this date on your calendar, folks. Bad day in America. Anyway, back to the discussions. Well, there's nothing more than it's all completely fraudulent, said Tara Brace, treasurer of the Springdale, Arkansas-based L.W. Clark, Inc., which operates nine Burger King franchises. This is not our letterhead. It looks like someone has just stolen a Burger King logo and stuck our address underneath. So there's a lot of forgeries trying to influence the regulators as they make up their mind what the experts say and what all of the various stakeholders and actors have on their minds. Kim Chipman, writing this for Bloomberg today, Coca-Cola's chief executive says the world needs more than one climate accord. Been hearing about this, read a little bit of a blurb from Barry the Usurper's lips to your ears the other day. If we can't can the con in Cancun, we'll just go ahead and break it up and utilize the Fabian socialist model of incrementalism. All right, break it up and get all of their wants and needs done. This is where we came in the picture way back when. Creation of the American Bankers Association, almost immediately followed by their creation of the American Bar Association, shortly thereafter creating the Uniform Law Commission, shortly thereafter creating the Uniform Bill Drafting Agencies and the Legislative Research Libraries and all of the state houses all across America and at the FedGov. What's all that for? Well, that's so that they can bring everything through commerce in the back door. That's the way that they write international law into not only your state law, but into your federal law and into your county rules and regulations as well. But this Coca-Cola chief executive officer, Muhtar Kent, I mean, you know, Muhtar, really? Said multiple international, Coca-Cola chief executive officer, CEO, Muhtar Wow. Said multiple internet. I wonder if he lives in Abu Dhabi. Maybe he lives in Dubai. I don't know. Said multiple international accords, not a single treaty, are needed to fight climate change. Did you get that? Multiple international accords. Yesterday, we were reading from a multiple international accord as we looked at that treaty back in 1990. I don't think one treaty can work for the world. Oh, yeah, that's right. But together we can, right? I don't think one treaty can work for the world. One size don't fit all, right? Kent, 58, said in an interview in Cancun, Mexico, where delegates from more than 190 countries are gathered for the United Nations-led talks on setting rules to limit global warming. All right? Right now, Kent, in Cancun, enjoying the sun, the sand, and the surf, where delegates from more than 190 countries are gathered together. Do you have a voice at this meeting? Do you have a seat at the table? You have a room in the hotels. The world's largest soft drink maker is among companies in the Mexican resort lobbying envoys on the shape of an eventual accord that may restrict emissions from burning fossil fuels, channel up to $100 billion to poor nations, and protect the forests. Got to protect those forests. A year ago in Copenhagen, delegates failed to draft a treaty, leaving in limbo the 1997 Kyoto Accord that mandated cuts in carbon dioxide emissions until the end of 2012. While envoys aim to replace that agreement with new commitments, UN officials say a treaty is unlikely to be drafted this year. So they'll can the con in Cancun, but then they're going to break up the can and come right up your can or your stovepipe in a town near you. Comments by India's environment minister in Kent add strength to the suggestion from climate envoys that working for a single binding treaty may not be the best way forward for the negotiations set to end on December the 10th. All right? And we just had this, we talked about it, you know, the National Ocean Council, NOC, July the 19th, executive order by Barry the Usurper. All right? That broke up all the coastlines into these nine great regions for the implementation of their offshore oil leases, offshore wind turbine farms, and offshore this and offshore that, right? They're going forward anyway. Rich or poor divides? Since the Copenhagen round of talks concluded with a non-binding agreement, negotiators have been unable to bridge the divide between richer nations bound by the Kyoto Treaty and poorer countries. You know, we're not bound by the Kyoto Treaty, so we must be one of those poorer countries led by China and India. Yes, we are led by China and India that reject similar rules for their industrializing economies. That would be APAC and all the rest, right? Indian and Chinese leaders say their priorities are economic growth and ending poverty. You get those words to pop out of the mouth of Barry the Usurper with any sincerity? Economic growth and ending poverty in America? Well, no, they're going the other way. Quote, we've been at it for 18 years on climate change, but that's not unique, close quote, said Duncan Hollis. He's absolutely right. The globalists have been on this for thousands of years, all right? They're willing to go the long term, the long distance. An associate professor at Temple University's Beasley School of Law in Philadelphia, an editor of, quote, the Oxford Guide to Treaties. Now, this is about the third time that we've heard of this Oxford Guide to Treaties from Duncan Hollis here. This is going to be published next year. I guess so he's building up for book sales, Oxford Guide to Treaties next year, breaking this up into smaller pieces. And trying to knock off one piece at a time is certainly worth trying. What? Worth trying again? Momentum is building instead for extending national and regional plans to limit greenhouse gases from domestic carbon markets to renewable energy standards in which utilities are forced to include a fixed percentage of clean energy in the mix they sell to consumers. Oh my, why didn't I grab that? Let me grab that. Hang on. 10, 9. One. Okay, 10 seconds. That was worth the grab. Let me just turn over right here. All right, this is, we get a, I've shared with you information out of this before. This is the Rural Missouri. This is the December 2010 edition. This is a tabloid-sized newsprint document with color everything in throughout it that we received from our rural electric cooperatives. All right? And this is the opening letter here by a Barry Hart. Barry Hart, He's the executive vice president of the Association of Missouri Electric Cooperatives. Listen carefully now. When you flip the light switch, you expect the power to flow. That simple expectation guides many complex and difficult decisions the leaders of your electric cooperatives must make in the coming weeks and months if you are to have the electricity you need in the future. So you see, we begin with a threat that life in America might become very much the same as life in Iraq. Over the years, he continues, it has become increasingly clear. Let me be perfectly clear about this. Barry the Usurper has said thousands of times ad nauseum. It has become increasingly clear that these tough decisions will involve fewer options. These tough decisions will involve fewer options. So the options are narrowing. We're going into the gate. It's like being a cow coming out of a corral, into the head chute, then into the back of the trailer, and then off to the auction barn they go. The energy you rely on to power your home or business 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, comes from coal, period. Comes from coal. This is Missouri. Electric cooperatives aren't alone. Oh, boy. Has this guy finally started to read Agenda 21, or is somebody just giving him the stuff? Are they just giving it away? You know, no one can do it alone, but together we can, all right? Let me see if I can get this together. Yes, here we go. No, this is out of the introduction to Agenda 21, by the way, Earth Summit out of Rio de Janeiro, 1992. Or we can change course. We can act to improve the living standards of those who are in need. We can better manage and protect the ecosystem and bring about a more prosperous future for us all. No nation can achieve this on its own, but together we can. In a global partnership for sustainable development, back to the December 2010 edition of our Missouri magazine here. Electric cooperatives aren't alone. Missouri's electric utilities together generate about 80% of their power using coal. In its efforts to reduce carbon emissions, the Environmental Protection Agency is implementing new sweeping regulations that may make it too costly to continue generating power from coal. Coming to a smart meter and a grid near you. We'll be right back.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Visit us online at oraclebroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Tuesday, November the 30th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go right to the phones in this first short segment and say good morning to The Source.
Hey there.
Go ahead.
Basically, I just wanted to talk about housing and how like the prices have increased over the last 15, 20 years and how it's not really an investment anymore. I really think at this point in time, people should be looking towards a more alternative way of investing, because if you look at what's been happening, I don't even think for people who are in their older years, about 60 to 80 or whatever, they weren't even in the period where they could make money in the stock market, and people today are still thinking that they can make their whole nest egg, a whole retirement off of it. And it's just insane. I know several people, including my own family, who have the stock market just before the big crash a few years ago. And it's just insane. There's no point of giving any of your money towards any of these big businesses. You're better off with the no-risk, low-risk investments if you're going to put any of your money in their hands. And we just got to pull our funding away from these things to at least lessen the effects.
What would be your number one choices for no-risk and low-risk investments?
Well, to be honest, if we are all looking at this, like, realistically, I don't think that exists anymore, because you can see banks are closing up out of nowhere, right? The new ones are popping up all the time. So if you put that aside and just look at it from a banking perspective, I would say just savings accounts and bonds, if anything, and maybe GICs and stuff like that. But if you're a male, where I live in Canada, retirement age for a male is 65, and I think that's really humorous when the life expectancy, even in our country, and it's much higher than most places, it's only like 72. So basically, for a guy, the way the government sets it up is you will be able to reap the benefits only for like, maybe 5 to 8 years.
Well,
you
understand, of course, what is meant by the term actuarial. It's something that the insurance companies use. It's also something that the Social Security Administration makes great hay with. This is one of the reasons why they do the census, to get an idea for the average age of all the people that are out there. But you're right in that regard. Social Security was never intended to be like your retirement to death type of a program. Initially, in the poor laws in England and stuff like that, it was intended to be kind of a stopgap for those people that somehow in their life had a downturn or failed to set anything aside for themselves. And so it just replaces the poor laws that we used to have. So, yes, you're right. If you are counting on Social Security and you're waiting for that magic date to come along, your opportunity to live any much further than the date is slim. Go back to the time of Egypt and Sumer. People would live to maybe 30 years of age. Go into the Middle Ages. Go into the Middle Ages, the Dark Ages. If you made it 40 to 50 years, you were considered an old man. So just hang on to your thoughts. We'll come back after these words from our sponsors and continue. Stay tuned.
All right.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can, with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back right here on our Tuesday, November the 30th, 2010, live two-hour broadcast. Now on our second hour of today's broadcast, visiting with the gentleman known as The Source from Canada. And we're talking about the idea of Social Security, all of the various kinds of low-risk and no-risk investments that people might be able to make. And as we're going into the break, we're getting into this concept of the actuarials and understanding that our life spans have been increasing as time goes by. We're coming back to a time where a man might be able to expect to live 70 years, maybe 80 years at the most. And so it should only follow that the actuarials for the Ponzi scheme known as the Social Security would be keep crowding up higher and higher in years before one might qualify for that benefit. So the idea is that you pay into it forever and then not only get a couple of years worth of recovery on that, but of course, let's also think of it from the standpoint of the contract. Who was the contract originally made with? You go back into the 1930s with the creation of the Federal Reserve Banking Institution and then the income tax that came after that, the creation of the all of the alphabet soup of the Franklin Delano Rothschild administration, the creation of the Social Security. Most of the people that that contract initially was created with and by and for, and their taxes that were extorted away from them, most of those people now, Source, are dying or dead. And so now is the time to close this contract out. if there's no reason to continue it. And so this is basically what they're doing. Now, they will come up with either a replacement or no replacement, either privatizing or socializing this further. But from the standpoint of no risk and low risk, you mentioned both bank sources. I think that right now, no risk and low risk would have to exclude any inclusion in your portfolio of dollar-denominated assets, in that the dollar is very likely to go bye-bye and be replaced with something else. And so, as far as a real low-risk type of an investment, well, you know, as they say, the greater the risk, the greater the reward. If there's no opportunity for reward, then of course it would have to be zero or low or no risk. But I don't really see, in the face of the potential inflation or deflation or hyperinflation that we might be going into, personally, I think that the precious metals and commodities, certain commodities and certain stocks might have a better opportunity. But I don't even like the stocks because, once again, they're not dollar denominated. That's why I like the precious metals, because they're personal, they're portable.
I do. And
regardless of whether they go up or down, you still have, you know, especially like with gold, you have an immutable metal. It's something that...
Yeah, something physical. It's not just imaginary.
Exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah, I do agree with you on that. If you really do want to have something that's worth your while, the best thing you can do is, whenever you save up any substantial amount of money and you're planning on holding on to it for a while, you should get some form of a precious metal, silver, gold, platinum.
It depends on everyone, okay? For instance, some people, let's say, are extremely skilled as luthiers. And so they may very well be able to take their knowledge of wooden instruments and collect old guitars and violins, dulcimers and banjos and things like that, and then restore them to a perfection. Some people are consummate in the business of restoration, and they might be able to take an old church or an old building and restore it and make an absolute gem out of it and lease it out to, oh, say, either an art gallery or a law office or something like that. So it's entirely personal with each individual, but they have to get out of the etheric, if you will, out of the esoteric, get into the exoteric, get into the real world with something and get their hands on it. Now, one of the reasons why I shy away from real estate at this time is that not only is the real estate values likely to continue to go down, so we haven't seen the bottom yet, that means that your investment in that real estate would continue to plummet. But on the other side of the coin, we don't see any opportunities for buyers. And so until the market is filled, you know, robustly with lots of buyers, it continues to be a seller's market, and that's not a good place to be in either. So real estate...
Have you ever heard about... sorry to interrupt, but have you ever heard about the actual... of the geographic areas? Like how even if we own the house... or the building, like we don't actually own the land that we...
Of course, yeah, we talk about that. We talk about that here on... Yeah, we talk about that here on the broadcast frequently. So does Hal Anthony on his broadcast behind the woodshed. So, yeah, absolutely. You don't own... We don't have the opportunity to own things in this country or any place really on the planet. And one of the reasons why we don't, Source, is that we don't have anything really to pay for our debt. All we can do with the Federal Reserve note is discharge the debt. We can never pay the debt. And so you could have a certificate of title on something, but you don't have actual title. There's three primary criteria. One of them is possession. You have to have evidence of possession. You have to have actual possession. And then there's a third, possessory interest. And you need to have all three of those if you actually own it. And you don't. You can't have that. The state...
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
And that's how they tax in Canada. That's how they tax you in the United States and anywhere and everywhere around the world. So we really don't have that opportunity. But here's the big but, capital B, so underline it. But that needn't stop you from investing. All right? That needn't stop you from investing, because you still have the opportunity to increase it. It's like we call it sweat equity. It still gives you an opportunity to increase and sell it to somebody else. It's a Ponzi game. If we know it, we know it. If they know it, the better off we are. But, you know, if they don't know it, you just sell whatever it is that you worked on. So there are things.
But that what about if you were to remove yourself? Like I'm sure you've heard about like the Freeman movement and
all right, so
changing your status.
Not to interrupt you, but yes, I absolutely have. And we've talked about it on the broadcast. But how I view that source is this. These are individual solutions to global problems, all right? So one person here and one person there and one person here, one person can get rid of their driver's license, and as long as they stay in their county and work out deals with their county sheriff and all the judges, you know, they can stay somewhat removed from the system inside of their county. They cross the county line, and they got to start the process all over because the sheriff in the county next door, he doesn't give a flip for what papers you've got. You don't have a driver license.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have an insurance card. And you don't have tags on your truck. Same thing goes with real estate and things like that. The idea of being able to separate, well, I'm going to, you know, file my condition precedent, and I'm going to, no longer going to be a citizen. Well, okay, you know, but it's an individual solution. If there's 300 million people in this country and we all piddle around and waste our time on those sorts of things, wouldn't it be far better? Wouldn't it be much superior as far as the plan is concerned to go ahead and correct the system so that we don't have to keep putting Band-Aids on our life, wasting all of our time on these individual solutions, going in after the symptoms and the victims? Why don't we just eliminate the disease?
Well, I think the problem is, in my view, is that in order to fix this problem, it doesn't really, if we look, everything's been morphed since its origin, right? It's nothing of resemblance of what it started out to be.
That's right.
So
it's all just a charade.
The only way to,
it's all just a charade.
Yeah.
Going to break.
Okay.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today.
The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
And the telephone lines are open, folks, at 866-841-1065. You're welcome to call in, as Dave has from Montana. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Will. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
Good. Good to hear you. I always wondered, one of the big problems with the government is that they spend almost like $1 billion to get a job that pays $150,000 or something like that.
Sure.
And then they spend the rest of the time rigging the government to pay back the people that put them in there.
Exactly.
So they're running like a mob, legalized, organized crime kind of, and they call it capitalism or something like that. I don't know.
Well, capitalism in itself needs a real thorough airing out, and one of these days we'll do that. But yeah, it is organized crime, basically. When we spent weeks and weeks going through our discussion of political science and studying right out of the university textbooks, we discovered that political parties, basically, the sole purpose of a political party is to gain proximity to or complete control of a government. So by allowing our system to have the presence of the established two-party political system within it, what we basically have set ourselves up for is a coup d'etat against our country every 2 to 4 years, as this new gang of thieves and criminals seize power of our government from us, arresting.
And then the lobbyists deal too. We got to do something about them guys.
Well, see, the
lobbyists can't just be throwing money around like they do to these people.
See, the politicians, if you will, Dave, they are frontmen for the lobbyists. Okay,
right. So yeah, Governor over here, no, the Senator Burns.
Uh-huh.
He was in there for like 36 years, 40 years. What's he get a job? He gets out of, he's going to get the pensions and all that. He ain't made enough money. He's got to be some lobbyist now for insurance people or something. I don't know.
Well, you have to look at their financial statement, Dave. Look at the financial statement in the background. You know, a lot of these people come into office, you know, like Nancy Pelosi's and others. She's not broke. She was wealthy when she came in. She couldn't have got into the office if she wasn't.
But that's the problem there.
They come
right
in.
There. The common man has no shot, like the regular working guy. You know,
you got that right. Proletariat of the world, buddy. But,
right.
You know, so, I mean, these people come into the offices, not every one of them, but 99% of them. They come into these offices, you know, and then they, all of a sudden, kind of miraculously, their wealth just keeps growing and growing and growing. They get this, what, $200,000 a year? But these are like become millionaires and multimillionaires and multimillionaires, you know. So,
and they want their pension on top of that. and their medical care.
Yeah, and
their
the health.
Free medical care.
Sure, they want
it. You know what they all need? Like the president got a good shot in the mouth, right in the chops, man. For all the lying they did. That's when he got hit in the mouth. I said, "Oh, that's just par for the course, man. He needs another one, I think."
Well, they put 12 stitches in his mouth, but they forgot to seal the lips.
Well,
fire the jaw,
it, man. For all the lies he told us, that's what I say. He got his just desserts.
Well, so when we look at the political party system as a place of relief, we're looking in the wrong place. The political party system is exactly the disease. This is what we need to get rid of. The established two-party political system is enshrined in law. They wrote the laws for themselves. So they set themselves up with, in statute law, every state has it, their election laws, and they've created a system for the established two-party political system that keeps all comers out. So it's always just the left, right paradigm. And they advance once, you know, two steps forward, one back, two steps forward, one back, and they get what they want. And then, if we look at it carefully, it's not just the politicians. You see,
we have to go after these corporations that push all their money around, like, and not go after them, but just boycott them, hurt them with the money. See that? And well, we're the ones that make them all rich, you know,
Dave,
keep going for it.
Yeah, Dave, but that's only part of it, okay? And let me just clue you in. It's real quick. It's real easy.
Yeah.
All right? So you got the lobbyist groups, okay? You got their front men, the politician. You've got the established two-party political system. But we created this thing called the administrative agency state, all right? It's all agencies. And so you've got the Department of Homeland Security, 177,000 plus or maybe 200,000 employees. You've got the Federal Reserve, and they've got a huge bunch of it. You've got the Treasury. They've got huge numbers of employees. You've got the CIA, the FBI, all the rest of it. There's all of these.
53% of the population works for the government some way or another.
At least. I mean, I would say that I would even bump it up. I would say that probably seven out of every.
Oh, yeah, with TSA and all this Homeland Security. Oh, yeah, they're up to at least 60 now.
And now take add it in. You know, let's bring them all in. You take if 7 out of 10 people, and this is my projection, 7 out of every 10 people earn or derive, I should use that word, derive, all are part of their income from government sources.
And, so
take,
and then they're on our juries. I think they shouldn't be allowed on a jury.
Yeah.
Because they're being paid by the same people that the judge is being paid by, the bailiff, the some of the lawyers, if it's a public defendant.
Yeah.
You know, that's what... They shouldn't be allowed on juries. They should have to give up their jury right to work for the government.
Well, look at, you know, I just take any one part. I was going to go into the military-industrial complex, but as long as you bring it up, let's go to the legal system. Okay, so you elect a judge. That's all you ever see on the ballot is a judge, one guy, a judge. But then they got this courthouse. Okay, that's all tax-sponsored. And then inside the courthouse, you got your clerks. You got all of the staff that work there. You got the security for the court. Then you've got all the attorneys, the Bar Association, all of their staff, their legal research teams and all of that. That's all laying back there. And if it wasn't for this system, these people wouldn't have a job. They'd be out on the street. They'd be living in a tent someplace or in some kind of a culvert, you know, in the rain. But they do. And so, again, if we could think about it from the standpoint, 7 out of 10 people drive a portion or all of their money from government sources, then you can see the size of the real lobby. You see, this is when we set this country up, our founders set up a constitutionally limited Republican form of representative government where we, the people, were ostensibly created by a creator, and our creators gave us certain unalienable, unseverable, undivisible rights. And in this particular system, in a republic, it's different than a democracy. See, in a democracy, the collective is the sovereign. The collective is the one that has all of the rights, so to speak, and they're supported by their state. In a republic, the people are the sovereign, and we are the ones that institute these governments, and we are the ones that can throw them off. But we got switched. Woodrow Wilson says, you know, hey, going to make the world safe for democracy, all right? And so we got a real problem here, and we need to address the real problem and cure the disease, and then these symptoms... And I call it Operation Clean Sweep. I think it'll take at least a dozen years, three presidential terms. But we're going to need to go in, start at the very top, up in the attic. You know, you buy a house and you start in the attic and you start sweeping it all the way down. You get all the way down to the foundation. Then you look at all of the dry rot and you look at all of the cracked foundation. You fix all that. You got to shore it up and level it out. And then you can slowly start rebuilding the house, put a new roof on it, and then start putting it back together again. But instead... What are we led to do every 2 and 4 years? We come in and we put new carpet and paint in this old corrupt house.
Right. Some guy in a nice shiny suit. We need regular working people in the government because they know how to run households. They know how to run families. They know how to run a business.
Well, when you say run a household, run a family, run a business, you've just given us the textbook definition of what is economy and what would be an economist. It used to be the women. And they are the best economists because they want to have their household in order.
They're
the
nest maker, right?
That's exactly right.
They want a good nest.
Yeah, but we threw all the women out and brought in
talking
a bunch of whores.
Talking about the nest, this 510, RS-510, man, that's going to strip us of our nest, man. And they ain't never going to stop me from growing food. They're going to have to dart me like a buffalo out on the thing and knock me out or something to stop me from growing food.
Well,
I will never stop growing food.
Dave, we're going to go into a break here, but when we come back, I'll hold you over for just a little bit more in the next segment. Do hang on. Folks, we'll be right back. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
Angels Don't Play This Harp is the definitive work on the harp system written by Dr. Nick Bagage. This book provides indispensable data on this exotic technology. The U.S. military is using the harp system to manipulate the electrojet, a river of electricity that flows thousands of miles through the sky. The electrojet has become a vibrating artificial antenna for sending electromagnetic radiation raining down on the earth. The powers controlling the harp system can use this technology to communicate globally. The HARP controllers can manipulate the weather. It's believed HARP can be used for particle beam weaponry, but most ominously, HARP can electronically manipulate human behavior over great distances. You need to know what HARP is because it's already being used on you. Angel, Don't Play This HARP is $18.95 postpaid. To receive your copy, send $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Again, that's $18.95 to Christian Media, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendabyte, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendabyte is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendabyte continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendabyte. To get your Extendabyte, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we have returned once again visiting with our caller, Dave, in Montana. And Dave, as we were going into the break, I just tried to bring out a little bit. I don't know whether you're a Christian or not. Do you have a Bible at all in your home?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay. If you do, you might want to go in and take a look in the Old Testament. I don't have the chapter and verse to give you, but find the story about Joseph in Egypt. Remember Joseph? He was the guy that was betrayed by his brothers.
By his brothers, yes.
Yeah.
And then the queen lady hit on him, and he didn't want to do her, so they put him in jail. And then in jail, he used to tell everybody his dreams. And then the king dude says, "Hey, man, I need a dream guy," and they yank him out of jail, and he was the next guy in line forever, right?
That's right. See, they bring him up out of the jail, and he interprets this dream, and he tells the Pharaoh, "Oh, you're going to have 7 years of depression, you know,
yeah.
And then after that, you're going to have 7 lean years, and then you're going to have 7 years of plenty." Okay. And so you take that story and go through it verse by verse, very carefully. Now, Alfred Adisk on his it's adisk.wordpress.com, Economics 101. I think it is.
Economics 101.
Yes, this is where it's at. Okay, so I call this the Joseph Principle. All right, and so what went down in all of this is how Joseph and the Hebrew boy was able to first basically transfer all of the wealth from the people of Egypt, break their bread basket. He was able to put them under, you know, subjection, take all of their land, all of their cattle, everything. All right. And so this is a principle then, the Joseph principle. He was made the grand vizier. You could think of him as a Rahm Emanuel. You could think of him as a Dick Cheney. You know, they're always in the background. They're just standing in the background. And they're behind every king. They're behind every pharaoh. They're behind every bush. All right. And basically, this is the way they break the breadbasket. And so right now in the United States and around the world, this Senate Bill 510 is breaking the breadbasket of America. All right.
They won't do it to us. There's too many bootlegger, moonshiner, smuggler people in America. That's the true American spirit. That's why I will never die, because we will find a way. They'll have to kill us, chase us through the fields, through the mountains, through Chamberlain said over there. Not Chamberlain, the other dude. Yeah,
well, there was a singer that said, you know, a country boy can survive. You know, I know how to skin a buck and run a trot line, you know, and make my own shine, and I, you know, grow my own, you know, smoke and everything, too. So this is part of the problem. You've got these United Nations bunch that, you know, with all of their academia piled high and deep in doctorates and things, and they live in these ivory towers, or Barry the Usurper in the, you know, city of Chicago, Chicagoland, and they come to the table and they write up all of this grandiose crop. But if they wanted to come out, you know, and start to give trouble to the people that live in the hinterlands, they better pack a lunch and bring an army, because they're going to find a lot of resistance. Nevertheless, there are still a whole bunch of folk that will just acquiesce. They just go along. And unfortunately, over the years, Dave, even in the country where I live here in, you know, sunny southwest Missouri, there's just a whole bunch of people who, like I said before, 6, 7, 8 out of every 10 derive all or most of their income from government. The guys that own farms, their wife works at the courthouse, their daughters work in the schoolhouse, you know, they're teachers and stuff like that, and they're holding on to their farms just by their teeth. I got a friend of mine who's got
not to bite the hand that feeds them.
That's it.
You got to bite it and run like hell.
That's it. Bite the hand, then swallow the arm. You know, and you know, this is the idea. So, you know, we're in a world of hurt here. And this idea, you know, companioning on the same day. I mean, what a travesty. Senate Bill 510, take, you know, bust the breadbasket and then turn around and put this $600 cap on the and for 1099 filings. I mean, I can't even repair a lawnmower rider. And,
well, that would be the tipping point there. Then they'll have to hire another whole army just to enforce that. And then half of that army is going to be paid off and corrupt and everything. See, it just makes a whole nother new corruption vein for them.
So let's go back to our discussion about economy again in the household. You know, if you think about it, when you run your household, you know, what are you trying to do all the time? Well, you're trying to make your pennies go as far as they possibly can. You know, you don't have to have somebody come and tell you, hey, put insulation in your house. If your electric bill is going out of sight and you don't put a wood stove in your place, you'll start looking for some caulking. You'll get some insulation yourself. I don't need a grant from the government to save money, for God's sakes. You know, I'll do it myself. Don't need your help. Thanks. Get off my property. You know, I don't need somebody to tell me when to paint my house. When I get tired of the color or the paint's all on the ground, I'll repaint it. Get off my back. You know, if the window's broken, maybe it's because I don't have any money for the glass. You know, so we don't need the government in our places, but who's really going to run the best economy? The people are going to do it. And one thing that the government doesn't understand, that the woman definitely does, is that at the end of the month, she looks at the checkbook, got all the bills out there, and mom and dad are sitting down at the kitchen table. They're saying, honey, we got our program is running a little bit weird here. We don't have enough money at the end of the month. We better cut back. And so they cut back. What does the government do? The government goes next door and steals the neighbor's checkbook and writes checks against their account. You know, so, I mean, that's, you know, it's kind of where we're at and where we're going. But great call, Dave. I appreciate your call in this morning.
Thank you for taking my call, man. You have a great day, and I love listening to you.
All right. Thanks very much. Thanks for calling in. Okay, so that's Dave from Montana. Good call. Really good. Both of our callers. The source had some good things to say. Your calls are welcome. 866-841-1065. I want to finish out this little blurb and just kind of tie it together. All right. Once again, this is right out of this. This is right out of our local newspaper. This is not a newspaper. It's a tabloid that's put out by the Rural Missouri Electric Cooperative, right down here where the guy says, again, our electricity down here comes from coal, all right? And then they go on, they use the Agenda 21 language. Electric cooperatives aren't alone. Missouri's electric utilities together generate about 80% of their power using coal. Now, you don't wave a wand over the top of that and make that change. That's a number, 80% of the power using coal, all right? In its efforts to reduce carbon emissions, who gives a flying Willendo, all right? The Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, should never have been created in the first place. It's really a pernicious thorn in our side, is implementing new sweeping regulations that may make it too costly to continue generating power from coal. All right, this is the breadbasket of America. 80%, Missouri is 114 counties. All right. Given the potential impact of these new federal regulations, the uncertainties of whether we'll need to replace our aging coal power plants and continued aging coal power plants, they're paid for, by the way. They're paid for. We can keep fixing them up, but they're paid for. Consideration of a carbon tax proposal at the federal level, Missouri must keep all options on the table. All right. Now, continuing, one important option is additional nuclear generation. Isn't that what I've been saying all along? We keep wasting our time and energy and all this discussion and all this money internationally on Don Quixote's windmills and these solar panels. Man, they're cool. All right, I'll give it to you. They're cool. They're neat. They're nice toys to have. But will they power a city like St. Louis? Will they power a city like Kansas City? Would they power a Ford factory? A Chevy factory? No, they won't. They won't do it. All right? Can't even do it. Unlike coal and natural gas, and there's coal, and there's natural gas. But he's talking nuclear now. Nuclear energy does not have carbon emissions. In other words, if you want to buy carbon credits, build a nuclear facility. All right? Build a nuclear power plant. Forget about Chernobyl. That was just lousy engineering and poor maintenance. It continues, he says, they are extremely reliable and provide low-cost power. Right? That's why the electric cooperatives have partnered with the Missouri's investor-owned municipal electric providers to seek bipartisan legislation that would keep the nuclear power open. I should say it, the nuclear power option open. I got the nuclear option. Got the nuclear option. Iran wants the nuclear option, too, just like China and India. Right? You want to get rid of coal? You're going to have to replace it with something. What are you going to replace it with? Nuclear. Works. All right. This joint effort includes plans to seek an early site permit from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission. All right. A potential new nuclear facility at the Callaway plant in central Missouri. Well, it goes on. This guy's basically a globalist. All right. And he's basically an eco-freak. But here he's talking, you know, reasonable. And I've shared with the other articles from his stuff in the past. But this is where we're actually going. Back to the article. Coca-Cola. Momentum is building instead for extending national and regional plans to limit greenhouse gases from domestic carbon markets to renewable energy standards in which utilities are forced to include a fixed percentage of clean energy in the mix they sell to consumers. You'll find that right in this article. All right? They're talking about it. Oh, obtaining a site permit from the NRC is a 3 to 4 year process, blah, blah, blah. It's supposedly going to bring thousands of jobs and major economic benefits to the state. That would all be temporary. It's also to position Missouri to have better access to potential future funding initiatives. We don't want any future federal funding initiatives, blah, blah. Okay, for nuclear power, which in turn could significantly lower costs to consumers, and on it goes, preserving the nuclear option, right? Back to this again. But we're going to see, and he's talking about it, the energy rates are going to go up. The cost of electricity is going to go up. Why? Because of these carbon costs and all of the rest of this nonsense. Then they're going to have to build electric generation facilities, whether they're nuclear or otherwise. Our costs are going to go up. So get ready for it. Next winter, it's going to be costlier.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month.
Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ever wish that you could listen to Oracle Broadcasting away from your computer? Now you can with Oracle Broadcasting's new Listen by Phone feature. This free service turns any phone into an Oracle Broadcasting receiver. Simply call 704-772-7627. At the prompt, press the Oracle station code 10007. That's 704-772-7627, then 10007. Normal long distance and cell phone rates apply. Stay connected with OracleBroadcasting.com.
Imagine no longer being tied down to your computer, but having the freedom to take live talk radio with you anywhere you go. TalkStream Live introduces our first ever iPhone application. The talk shows you follow now follow you, and your iPhone is now the fastest and easiest way to stay connected to the best talk radio on the internet. Let TalkStream Live transform the way you listen to radio. Listen to live talk shows 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Mobile talk radio from TalkStream Live, now available in the iTunes App Store.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Wow, just blowing through the day here. We've got a little bit more to go in this final segment. And again, for the listeners, if you have a Bible in your house, you can go to Genesis chapter 47 and read about the story of Joseph yourself. You can also go right directly to Alfred Addis' website, addis.wordpress.com. And then in his search block there, just type in the story of Joseph. He's done a very good job putting this together for you so that you can understand what I'm trying to say when I talk about the Joseph principle. Really good write up there, Alfred Addis, addis.wordpress.com. Just in the search, just type in either the story of Joseph or Joseph, and you'll get it. And it's an interesting read. Back to this discussion, you know, Cancun happening right now, climate change summit, COP16. I'd like to have them can the con in Cancun, whether they will or whether they won't. You know, that's to be determined. But again, from the Indian viewpoint, East Indians, the UN talks in their second day-to-day in Mexico are moving away from a global treaty. Ramash said, meeting the said should focus on domestic actions, the minister said, adding that India won't accept limits on growth set by other nations. There can't be just one framework. You can't judge India's progress with the same metrics as U.S. progress. The UN framework needed to become more flexible and allow countries to have different timelines for moving ahead with efforts to curb their fossil fuel emissions, Kent said. So many years ago when I was reading off the Tavistock Institute and came across their link to their partner, the Smith Institute, in this book about localism, brought to my mind exactly what is localism. I hit the books, hit them hard, and I figured out where they were going. And okay, now we're here, all right? This is the idea of becoming vocal local. As globalism transitions from global to local, we need to become vocal local to block the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, our cities, our counties, and states. you study real carefully history, but you also need to know the plans of the enemy, so to speak, the adversary. This is why we take time to read Sun Tzu's Manual of War, right? You need to know where they're going to strike you. And then you need to get the high ground first. And so for years now, we've been packing our minds full of all of this information and acquiring the books and putting the black and the white in our eyes, as Hal Anthony likes to say. You know, knowledge is a great thing. Knowledge can be powerful, true enough. But powerful, you know, knowledge without works is dead, as they say. It's not sufficient to know a thing. You must do a thing. You need to act on the things you know. Anyway, here's another one. Rising seas. What a bunch of garbage this is. Rising seas portend the end of history for islands as the UN climate goals slip. Well, let me tell you something. If these islands are in danger of being, you know, overcome with water, run over with water, what's going to happen to Florida? Come on, come on, come on. Don't buy this nonsense. Alex Morales, Kim Chipman writing for Bloomberg. The Maldives, Kiribati, and Tuvalu. Tuvalu, Tuvalu, risk extinction from rising seas because nations aren't stepping up commitments to cut greenhouse gases. Right? This one guy says, all these countries are struggling to survive. They're going to drown. I have mountains in my country. I can climb. They can't climb. We're facing at this moment the end of history for some of us, said Antonio Lima, an envoy from the Cape Verde and the vice chair of the alliance. All right? The comments add to pressure on the delegates in the Mexican resort of Cancun. Are these people just stupid or what? That's my question to you. Are they? Are they just stupid or are they just some kind of wicked, despotic, tyrannical batards? Anyway, well, here's another one. Along the same line, as we wind out of time this morning, cap and trade markets spanning North America weighed by states, all right? Localism. Check it out. Look it up. Find out what it's all about. Localism, all right? All this sustainable community stuff. Right. This is victims and this is symptoms. Instead of treating the disease, we're going to react. We're always reacting. When will we become proactive? When will we just cure the disease and rest this off of our backs? That's my question. The Declaration says that whenever people are oppressed by their government, we have not only a right but a duty to throw it off and institute one of our own making. All right? You don't like the Constitution? Write up another one. They're doing it in Iceland. Put it on the web. Let's look at it. You know? Those guys didn't crap gold bullion, you know, they were human beings like the rest of us. California, New Mexico, and the 10 U.S. northeastern states may try to create a North American carbon market on their own. And what's this article all about? Right? This is fractioning the country. This is the implementation by the incremental program. This goes right hand in hand, you know, hat and glove. With the idea of the National Ocean Council and establishing these regional councils of government around the outside, the perimeter of our country. We've looked into that and we've shared with you that 80-90% of our population live within this band that is close to the oceans. And they don't have to get the people out here in the country to go along with all of this. No, through the operation of democracy, through the operation of the sovereignty of the collective, through the greatest good of the greatest number, the wolves can actually pass legislation to eat sheep. And they're going to do it. We can't stop them. The emissions trading system would be based on a planned carbon market in California, the most populous state, also broke, and an existing regional cap and trade program for power plants in the Northeast, overpopulated. According to state environmental officials, three Canadian provinces, here's your intercontinental, the three Canadian provinces, this goes right back to the National Ocean Council, all right? This is one of those regions, it's the Great Lakes region. Three Canadian provinces have also shown an interest in a cross-border, this is multilateral now, in a cross-border carbon trading system, the officials said. The key is to have as large and as liquid a market as possible. John Yap, British Columbia's climate change minister, heads up in Canada, heads up, Snakey. Find this John Yap and close his yap, okay? John Yap, British Columbia's climate change minister, said in a telephone interview. Under cap and trade, the government creates a market for pollution rights by issuing a limited number of carbon dioxide permits, which companies can buy and sell. You think this has anything to do with the economy? No, it has not. This is an economic move, all right? Once again, it's going to the Green Pope, asking for an indulgence to buy your sister Lucy, all right? You pay enough money, then you can do your sister, all right? It's all sin. They don't care, all right? The states and provinces weighed a unified carbon market representing about a third of the combined $15.5 trillion U.S. and Canadian economy, according to government statistics in the International Monetary Fund. A carbon market established without the support of the U.S. and Canadian governments would probably stick pretty close to the Atlantic and Pacific coast and not venture too far inland. And just overlay this article, you can find it on Bloomberg this morning, Cap and Trade, overlay this right on top of the National Ocean Council, and you got the new system. Incrementalism. Incrementalism. California plans to start a cap-and-trade program in 2012. It may be joined by New Mexico and the Canadian provinces of British Columbia, Ontario, and Quebec, or Quebecois, which also have cap-and-trade laws, according to the California officials. Links to the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, a trading program covering 10 states in the Northeast, are also being explored, according to Mary Nichols, the chairman of the California's Air Resource Board. You're not going to get any more green than California. They don't call it the left coast for nothing. On my homepage, becomevocallocal.com, look down on the right, find the freedomadvocates.org website, click on that link right there, go right over, read some of the stuff that I've written there, but also take your time and look around and see what Michael Shaw and others in the Santa Cruz area have been doing, Monterey Bay, that area, what they've been doing to try and block this successfully where they are. Mike Shaw understands the idea of becoming vocal local. We've discussed it at length. Had him on the broadcast with me several times. He helped to really get me a start in radio, along with Derry Brownfield and others. Nobody, including us, wants to be alone in implementing a cap-and-trade program. This goes right back. This is the same language right out of this article, all right? Nobody wants to do it alone. Right out of the article from the Missouri newspaper here. None can do it by themselves, but together we can. Together we can, all right? It's real simple. Electric cooperatives aren't alone. Oh, my. Revenue from the auctions is falling because power plants are producing less electricity in the weak economy and need fewer carbon allowances. Auction revenue from the first three quarters of this year, we heard about the Chicago Climate Exchange folding up, but they're going to bring it back. They'll dust it off. They'll bring it back. It never ends with these guys. Two steps forward, one step back. Two steps forward, and I'll be back tomorrow. Have a good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Thomas Jefferson said, paper is poverty, is only the ghost of money and not money itself. Well, here we are in 2010, and we know that all too well. We're in a global recession. The whole world is going for gold to back up their wealth. The only question is, where do you get your gold or precious metals? Forget the banks, forget Wall Street. Don't call a stranger or a fly-by-night gold broker. Get your gold from my guys that I trust at Wholesale Direct Metals. They have a AAA rating with the Better Business Bureau and zero complaints by their customers. Wholesale Direct Metals also tries to beat everyone to your door by offering the best prices. Your gold is at your door quick and easy. Call Wholesale Direct Metals right now for free information. 800-806-6936. That's 800-806-6936. 800-806-6936. Tell them Jack Blood sent you.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the laws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.